Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday.
Good Lord, it's November. Monday, November 12th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press, the weekly newspaper from Washington, of course. Good issue of American Free Press in the mail to the readers at this time, and I do hope, if you aren't now a subscriber to American Free Press, you will be soon. You can check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, I'm having some computer difficulties here, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to proceed accordingly as though I'm not. But needless to say, there's a few things I want to talk about with you here this evening that will take some time. So I won't be taking any calls for a little bit, certainly at least not for another half hour. But if we have time, we will go to some calls later. In the meantime, just want to let you know I got a communication from John DeNugent. He was supposed to be a guest on this program last week, but he had some difficulties and was unable to make it. But just as an update, the deadline for filing petition signatures for his congressional race will be Tuesday, but John found that a number of the folks who had promised to provide him assistance weren't able to come through. As a consequence of that, John will not be filing for Congress. So that will leave the voters of the 1st District of Virginia presumably a choice between a Democrat and a Republican. Some people think that's a good thing. Other people, like myself, think it's a good idea to encourage third parties and independent candidates in this country. And you know, it's interesting, even though Ron Paul is running for president in the Republican presidential primaries, he is being almost treated, or he is almost being treated as a non-Republican by many Republicans. He's being treated almost as a non-Republican by the media. He's being treated as though he doesn't even exist by the mass media and by many others in the Republican Party. In the end, it would be nice to see Ron Paul team up with somebody from the Democratic Party who's been treated as a non-entity by their party, see them team up and run as an independent team in the general election in 2008. Not that they could win necessarily, ladies and gentlemen, but just that they could be out there organizing, making people realize that there is an alternative to this two-party duopoly, this two-party dictatorship, which really, although it has two heads, a Republican elephant and a Democratic donkey, it has the devil's tail. So the thing is, folks, that's why there are independent voices like the Republic Broadcasting Network providing you alternative news and information. That's why there are alternative publications, print publications like American Free Press, and of course the bi-monthly history magazine, the Barnes Review, and of course many, many voices out there on the internet, other independent publications like Dr. Ed Fields, The Truth at Last, out of Marietta, Georgia. The list goes on and on, folks, but the point is there is an alternative to the controlled mass media in this country, and that's what we're here doing, you and me and all the other good folks here broadcasting on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you're listening because you can handle the truth. Well, when we come back, I'm going to try to set the record straight about some disinformation and misinformation that's circulating around out there regarding the origins of American Free Press. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that there are so many independent news sources and sources of good information out there. And I want to tell you one of them that's a really good source of information. It is now, anyway, because it shed some of its baggage. That is the website IamTheWitness.com. Now, a couple months ago, folks, you would have heard me saying some negative things about Daryl Bradford Smith, who is the Grand Wizard. Apologies there, Daryl, for want of a better way of describing it. The gray eminence, the brains, the man behind IamTheWitness.com, Daryl Bradford Smith. He had some very heavy baggage on his shoulders up until a couple months ago, baggage called Eric Hufschmidt. But I can say without hesitation that during the last several months since Daryl has shed that baggage, IamTheWitness.com has become a very valuable resource of very, very important information that might otherwise be lost to history. There's a work of Arnold Spencer Leese up there. I've mentioned that before. Arnold Spencer Leese was a guy who was thrown into jail in Europe during World War II because he dared to criticize organized Jewish power in Great Britain. Arnold Leese didn't think that Great Britain should go to war against Germany. And for being a British patriot who said place Britain first, just like we America First patriots say place America first, Arnold Spencer Leese suffered tremendously. So did Archibald Maule Ramsey, a very distinguished British gentleman who also dared to stand up against the powers that be, against the forces of the New World Order, and say, no, Britain should not go to war against Germany. A war against Germany is foolish. It's foolish for the world. It's foolish for Christianity. It's a foolish mistake for the West. No, we should not go to war against Nazi Germany. And Archibald Maul Ramsay was considered a traitor by the British power elite, who in turn were controlled by the Rothschild banking family and their political hacks and cronies like Winston Churchill. But you can go to IamTheWitness.com and read Archibald Ramsay's book, The Nameless War. It's a book you need to read because it'll change your minds. If you've never read anything other than that, what is put out by the establishment media about World War II, then you, and I'm here to tell you, you know absolutely nothing about World War II. But if you go to IamTheWitness.com and read Archibald Ramsay's book, The Nameless War, you will understand what World War II was all about. And thanks to Daryl Bradford Smith, that's up on the Internet. That book, the last I knew of it, had been reprinted by a small publishing house down in Louisiana. My friend Dr. Jim Warner had published it, but you know, Jim Warner lost his entire inventory during Hurricane Katrina. That was probably one of the books that was lost, but now it's on the Internet. Daryl Bradford Smith saved that book and put it on the Internet. And also, he's put on the Internet Waters Flowing Eastward. And I'm particularly interested in the fact that Waters Flowing Eastward is up there, because that book was written under the pseudonym L. Fry, but the real name of the author of that book was Paquita de Shishmaref. Paquita de Shishmaref was an American woman, despite that long, interesting name. She was an American woman, I believe, originally from San Francisco, from a wealthy family. She married into an aristocratic Russian family, and she and her family witnessed the Bolshevik Revolution in the first hand, face-to-face, ladies and gentlemen. And later, she was one of the people who did a great deal of the research into the history of the famous Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And Ms. de Shishmaref put that book, Waters Flowing Eastward, together, combining that with her research on the protocols and the protocols as we know them themselves. Reverend Dennis Fay later issued an edition of it here in the United States with Ms. de Shishmaref's assistance. I'm particularly interested in the role of Paquita de Shishmaref in this because my former colleague and still friend Tony Blizzard, who worked at the Spotlight, published by Liberty Lobby, and later at American Free Press when we established American Free Press, Tony Blizzard was a protege of Paquita de Shishmaref and worked with her in the final years of her life until she died in Southern California, I believe, in the early 1960s. So I almost feel as though I have an indirect connection to this grand lady who wrote the book, Waters Flowing Eastward, and that's why I want to congratulate Daryl Bradford Smith for putting Waters Flowing Eastward on his website. Now, it may amaze some of you that I am here congratulating Daryl for this. Well, you have to give credit where credit is due, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not the only person who has observed the evolution of the IamTheWitness.com website since the departure of Eric Kupfschmidt, who is now waging a smear terror campaign, not against me, but against Daryl Bradford Smith. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that I have received numerous emails from numerous people, and I can say from people literally all over the world who agree with me that now things are clearing up. We are able to sit back and see precisely where the source of the problem was, what the source of the problem, the motivations of that source of the problem, and it's becoming more and more clear to lots and lots of people. And that's why we have to encourage Daryl Bradford Smith to continue on his course, because it's a positive forward course. Unfortunately, though, the poisons put out there by Eric Hufschmidt continue to poison the discourse. And more we're actually beginning to see that there are reasons, as I said from the beginning, we're beginning to really just wonder where Christopher Boleyn was coming from in the first place. Just the other day at American Free Press in the Barnes Review, we received yet another communication indicating that an article Boleyn wrote for the Barnes Review, Boleyn and his wife, Helia Brand Caskell, an article that they wrote purporting to be the story of an Estonian member of the Schutzstaffel, or I should say of the Waffen-SS, not the Schutzstaffel. The story apparently is a fraud. There are too many experts who know too many details about what is a rather esoteric subject have determined that there are just absolutely many things in that Boleyn Caskell story that are simply not to be believed. And as we pointed out on this program, much of what Christopher Boleyn was writing for American Free Press, we've since discovered, was being provided to him by Eric Hufschmidt. And as Daryl Bradford Smith has noted, he was being fed a lot of bull by Eric Hufschmidt, too. So again, we keep finding that this character, Eric Hufschmidt, has been behind a lot of misinformation and disinformation. Now, there's a lesson here, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, we all made our mistakes here in the course of this thing. I trusted Christopher Boleyn, and Daryl Bradford Smith trusted Eric Hufschmidt. And in the end, Eric, through his machinations, his behind-the-scenes maneuvering, managed to come between all of us, causing a great deal of strife for many, many people, creating unexpected and unintended alliances, causing people to question the integrity of many, many other people. But now that we can sit back and look at it, we have a lesson to be learned here, that sometimes when people pop up all of a sudden and appear to be presenting a good thing, there might be a bigger agenda behind them. And you see, this is how Eric worked his way into the confidence of American Free Press vis-a-vis Christopher Boleyn, and this is how Eric worked his way into the good graces of Daryl Bradford Smith. Eric Hufschmidt popped up with a book that was a really good book. No one had ever heard of Eric before, and everybody said, hey, this is great, this is good. Well, there have been those who have questioned as to whether Eric actually wrote that book, but we won't get into that at this point. But nonetheless, because he presented a good product, people took him in to their confidence. And we see what happened with Eric Hufschmidt's involvement with Christopher Boleyn and how Christopher Boleyn was driven away from American Free Press. But then again, the question remains, what was his agenda from the very beginning? That's another story in and of itself. But we've certainly seen then what Eric has tried to do to Daryl. We've certainly seen how Eric fed Daryl all sorts of nonsense. And not just Daryl, but lots and lots of other people. And now, to bring it full circle as we go to the break, I repeat this again. Things are clearing up. The smoke is clearing away. We're beginning to see the real picture. We're beginning to see that once again, we had a Judas goat in our midst. And it's no coincidence that that's the title of the book that I wrote about these very kind of infiltrators, the Judas goats, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that having been said, I want to talk a little bit about the origins of American Free Press. It's not a Zionist front, according to as Eric Hufschmidt says. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Well, before the break, I was commenting about the fact that, again, this character, Huffschmidt, the he-she of internet radio, has been behind the rumor that American Free Press is a Zionist front, and primarily his argument has been that, well, how could a newspaper pop up overnight without the support from the Zionists? Well, you know, Eric's a very clever prevaricator there, ladies and gentlemen, because you have to recall that at the beginning when American Free Press was set up in the year 2001, it was set up by the staff of the former Spotlight newspaper. And the Spotlight had been around since 1975. So basically, everybody who was there working for American Free Press from the beginning had a career of one sort or another, of some length or another, with Liberty Lobby in the Spotlight in the years preceding that. And I know many of you out there are old-time Spotlight readers going back, so you know the history of it. You know there's no question about it that the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby were very definitively, unquestionably, hardline anti-Zionist, to the point that even many mainstream types were afraid to come near us because they knew that if they were even linked with Liberty Lobby, that they would be accused of being anti-Zionist themselves. So the bona fides of Liberty Lobby were beyond question. And that is precisely why a Zionist-connected millionaire real estate operator out of San Francisco named Andrew E. Allen manipulated some of the boys at a group in California called the Institute for Historical Review, which was also founded by Willis Carter, the founder of Liberty Lobby, and ultimately got a lawsuit going between the two corporations. And that lawsuit ended up driving Liberty Lobby into bankruptcy. Folks, Andrew Allen is a CIA asset with Mossad connections, and Mark Weber and the crew at the Institute for Historical Review knew it. And for their own greedy, perhaps satanic reasons, they allowed themselves to be manipulated, such that the Institute for Historical Review, for all intents and purposes, was decimated, virtually destroyed. It now exists today as only an internet website, and Liberty Lobby was destroyed in its entirety. But those of us working for Liberty Lobby knew that once we were in the court system, things could not be necessarily safe and that Liberty Lobby might not survive. That's why some supporters of Liberty Lobby, namely the late Catherine Dahl, the widow of Colonel Curtis B. Dahl, who had been the old-time chairman of Liberty Lobby years before, and incidentally, he was a former son-in-law of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who broke with Roosevelt. Well, Mrs. Dahl set up an organization to raise money on the side. The organization was completely separate from Liberty Lobby and therefore not subject to Liberty Lobby's bankruptcy. Mrs. Dahl set up that organization called the Friends of Liberty Lobby, or the Friends of the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby, with the unlikely acronym of FOTSL. Well, when it appeared that this corrupt federal judge in Washington, D.C., and he is a corrupt federal judge, S. Martin Teal, he's welcome to sue me, he knows where he can serve the papers. When it became apparent that S. Martin Teal was getting ready to rule against Liberty Lobby and put us out of business, that's when Liberty Lobby, through the spotlight, urged patriots around the country to support FOTSL, Friends of the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby. We told them in no uncertain terms that it looked like Liberty Lobby could go under. But if people wanted the staff of Liberty Lobby to continue in an all-new organization, in an all-new institution, to carry on the work of the Spotlight, that they could send money to that outside organization. We told them, don't send money to Liberty Lobby because Liberty Lobby's probably going to go under. But if you want to send money to an outside organization, this is what you can do. And, you know, people did it. And do you know, as a consequence of just about one appeal in the pages of the Spotlight newspaper, patriots all across America who wanted to preserve the populist message and the populist ideals of the Spotlight, the nationalist America First point of view, in a few short weeks, they had sent in excess to Mrs. Dahl's corporation, her private corporation, some $300,000. It's unlikely that you ever see anything like that happen again, folks. But it happened. That money was sent. It never came through Liberty Lobby. It was never in the Liberty Lobby office, never in a Liberty Lobby bank account, ladies and gentlemen. Never opened in the Liberty Lobby mailroom. Some good patriots volunteered to process all that money that came in. And that money was processed, and that money was put aside. And in a couple weeks, just as we predicted, these criminals backed by this Mossad and CIA asset, had their affirmation from Judge S. Martin Teal that Liberty Lobby was being put out of business. And guess what, folks? Martin Teal was a Justice Department lawyer involved in the InSlaw scandal. That was the theft of software that was given to Israel. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just setting the record straight on a very, very kinky series of incidents involving, well, let's put it bluntly, Israel's Mossad and its agents here on American soil. I was telling the story of the destruction of Liberty Lobby, a bare-bones rendition of a very long and very interesting story, and, of course, leading up to how American Free Press was created with the support of grassroots patriots, not the Zionists who destroyed Liberty Lobby in the first place. Again, this is important to emphasize this. The federal judge, the federal bankruptcy court judge who destroyed Liberty Lobby in league with Mark Weber and his CIA and Mossad handler, Andrew E. Allen of the San Francisco Bay Area. He's in with the Belvedere Realty Company, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen. The judge was S. Martin Thiel. Judge Thiel was promoted to the post of the bankruptcy judge in Washington after the previous judge was kicked off the bench. The reason why the previous judge was kicked off the bench was because that judge ruled in favor of a small company called Inslaw, I-N-S-L-A-W. Inslaw had brought a lawsuit against the Justice Department, of which the bankruptcy court in D.C. is a part, incidentally, folks, and that's important to remember. The Inslaw Company had brought a suit against the Justice Department. charging that the Justice Department had stolen their Promise intelligence software, PROMIS. Well, in the course of all the investigations and the lawsuits, it turned out that people inside the Justice Department had stolen that software from this company with which they had a contract, and they gave that to Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad. This happened during the Reagan administration, ladies and gentlemen, and the scandal continued on into the Bush administration. It never really has gone away. But guess who the Justice Department lawyer was who was defending the Justice Department against the Inslaw lawsuit? None other than S. Martin Thiel. So then, when the federal bankruptcy judge, Judge Basin, ruled against Mr. Thiel, the insiders at the Justice Department, led by a Zionist Nesher Group figure, Arnold Burns, forced Judge Basin off the bench, because bankruptcy judges are up for reappointment every so many years. And guess who they put in his place? None other than Martin Thiel, the guy who had been helping cover up the theft of the Inslaw software. It's all very circular, folks, a very small group of people, all interconnected. And needless to say, all during this time frame, the spotlight had been reporting on the Inslaw affair, probably more reports about it than any other newspaper in the country. So then you can imagine what great delight S. Martin Thiel took when it was in his hands to destroy Liberty Lobby. Well, what Martin Thiel and his Mossad backers didn't realize was that there were good patriots all over this country who wanted the work of the spotlight to continue. And as I say, they sent money to an entirely separate institution, an entirely separate corporation run by Mrs. Curtis B. Dahl, now deceased, Catherine Dahl. And that was enough money to get American Free Press off the ground. American Free Press rented the old Spotlight mailing list from a company that had control of the Spotlight mailing list, mailed letters to all the former Spotlight subscribers plus a lot of other people, and said, hey, we have a new newspaper. We'll give you a special deal. 2 years for something like $39. That almost bankrupted American Free Press a couple years later because we gave such a tremendous deal. But you know what? Many, 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 many people came back. Many, many people came back and flooded American Free Press. Whole new corporation, whole new headquarters, same staff as the Spotlight, but they provided us the money to get that newspaper going. Small contributions, ladies and gentlemen, but enough to get that newspaper going. And you know, American Free Press still operates on a deficit, but it manages to operate. People renew their subscriptions. People buy books. People make contributions. People make bequests. We send out regular fundraisers. You know, if you send out a fundraiser, ladies and gentlemen, and you get a 1% response, believe it or not, that's considered a triumph. Well, American Free Press lives. American Free Press wasn't set up as a Zionist front. It was set up to counteract the Zionist fronts. Now think about it, folks. If the Spotlight was a Zionist front, why would the Zionists run one of their own fronts out of business and then set up another one which had even less subscribers and less outreach? I mean, think about it. But you know, the funny thing is, Eric Kupfschmidt says that's what it's all about. And you know, the funny thing is, here's another funny thing, too. He put out this crazy story that some people have still repeated, and it's circulated here and there on the Internet, that Mark Lane, who was the longtime attorney for Liberty Lobby, had somehow grabbed control of Liberty Lobby during its bankruptcy. Now, folks, here's this story apparently didn't originate with Eric Kupfschmidt, but Eric and Christopher Belin got it from one of Belin's Khazar self-described associates who calls himself a Khazar. Mysterious individual who popped up after a long time and moved in very close relationship with Belin and his family. Well, the idea that Mark Lane, who was lawyer for Liberty Lobby, grabbed control of Liberty Lobby during the bankruptcy has no basis whatsoever. I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, here's the story that Huffschmidt and Belin and their Kazar associate have been telling. Now, their claim was that Mark Lane, received control of Liberty Lobby in return as some sort of payment for millions of dollars in back legal fees. Well, this is, first of all, the federal bankruptcy laws would prohibit such a thing, number one. And number two, Liberty Lobby's entire federal bankruptcy was a matter of public record, and that doesn't reflect in the public record. Now, here's the truth, folks, for those of you who are interested in the truth. In the years that Mark Lane was working as general counsel to Liberty Lobby, he was paid a regular fee, not a salary, but a regular fee on a monthly basis. Then, when Liberty Lobby filed for bankruptcy, Lane continued to receive his regular salary. Now, here's what's interesting about that. And for those of you who are bored by this, forgive me. But for those of you who are interested in the truth and want to hear precisely what kind of lies Eric Huffschmidt and Christopher Belin have been putting out, I'm here to tell you the facts. This is what's interesting. Under the federal rules of bankruptcy, the law requires that a corporate attorney continue to be paid his regular fee, even if it means that the company in bankruptcy has to sacrifice other salaries and expenses. Now, that is a sweet deal for lawyers. I even made a joke about this to one of the other attorneys who was working with Liberty Lobby at the time, saying that that's really very, very interesting that the federal rules of bankruptcy are set up to favor the lawyers. I guess that really wouldn't surprise anybody. So the point is this: Mark Lane was being paid regularly, just like everybody else was, except the creditors. The creditors had to line up. But the lawyers, whoever they were being paid just as they always were. So there were never any back legal fees owed to Mark Lane, number one. So there's number one Huffschmidt lie. That's a lie. There just never were any back fees. And number two, Mark Lane couldn't have taken control of Liberty Lobby anyway, any more than he could have taken control of American Free Press when American Free Press was set up. This is what's interesting further, folks. After Liberty Lobby folded, Mark Lane provided advice to the Liberty Lobby employees that they should set up this new company. But he specifically stepped aside and said he could not serve as AFP's attorney since it would be a conflict of interest for him. Number one, because AFP was specifically set up separate from Liberty Lobby, number one. And number two, Mark Lane was continuing to serve as Willis Cardo's private attorney from some other legal matters that were hanging over from the bankruptcy. So because Liberty Lobby and American Free Press were totally separate, Mark Lane couldn't have anything to do with the administration of American Free Press, contrary to what Eric Huffschmidt and Christopher Belin and Belin's secretive Kazar associate have been saying. Mark actually did write several commentaries for AFP, But in all the years since AFP's been set up, he's never been in the AFP office more than four or five times. He has no input whatsoever regarding the paper or any administrative decisions. He's probably called the AFP office on the phone maybe five or six times, maybe 10 or 12 times. So he absolutely has nothing to do with AFP. In fact, when the IHR group, which originally bankrupted Liberty Lobby, then filed a lawsuit against AFP because of the fact that Mark Lane could not represent AFP and had nothing to do with AFP, we had to hire another lawyer to represent us, even though we would have preferred that Mark Lane represent us. So you see, all these things that Huffschmidt and Belin and their Kazar associate have been saying are absolute lies. These are the kind of lies they were trying to feed to Daryl Bradford Smith. And, of course, Daryl has begun to see how many lies he's been told by these gangsters. You know, they said that Mark Lane is a Zionist. Mark Lane, although he was born Jewish, he's not, never has been a Zionist. He's been consistently anti-Zionist. And at one point, he actually had legal representation for Yasser Arafat and the PLO. And he also represented the anti-Zionist Jewish group, Neudra Karta, in Jerusalem. Plus, he was co-editor of the Zionist Watch newsletter, which was later titled New American View, with former CIA official Victor Marchetti. And Mark also represented a number of plaintiffs, including anti-Zionist Jews, in a legal action against the Zionist Organization of America and the Jewish Agency. Now, what's funny is that Eric and Berlin published an attack on Mark Lane, calling him a Zionist. But you know what the proof they provided was? It was a picture of Mark with Jane Fonda. Now, I know a lot of people don't like Jane Fonda, but I'm here to tell you, I'm beginning to think Jane Fonda was probably right, in, at least in part, in retrospect, in opposing the Vietnam War. But even Jane Fonda now has come around to being critical of Israel, and that's something that she would never do in the past. She has actually come around on that herself. Now, you know, what's really, really funny is that Mark Lane was first introduced to Willis Cardo and the Liberty Lobby by the late Haviv Shieber. Now, Haviv was a Polish-born former Israeli who had been the mayor of Beersheba, Israel, but he turned anti-Zionist. He later died a convert to Christianity in the home of the Reverend Dale Crowley, Jr., I've never had him on the show, but fortunately he's been on Mark Dankoff's program. Mark Lane is anti-Zionist. In fact, the first time I ever heard Mark Lane speak was at an anti-Zionist conference in Washington organized by the anti-Zionist Jew Haviv Shieber. And even AIPAC, I don't need to tell you who AIPAC is, AIPAC put out a book called The Campaign to Discredit Israel, and in that book they complain about Mark Lane being an anti-Zionist Jew, and they complain about him speaking at one of Haviv Shieber's events. So you see, Mark Lane is an anti-Zionist Jew, and I know there's a lot of people out there who are very strongly supportive of anti-Zionist Jews as opposed to Zionist Jews. Well, I wish Mark Lane was further involved with American Free Press than he is, but he's not. But even if he was involved, that wouldn't mean that American Free Press was influenced by a Zionist. It would mean that American Free Press was influenced by an anti-Zionist. Now, I'll tell you why I think Christopher Berlin may have a bone to pick with Mark Lane. Now, Mark Lane was initially prepared to represent Berlin in that Chicago fiasco, until Mark learned that Eric was questioning Mark's integrity. And that again, is another case where Eric Hufschmidt caused strife and provocation. And Mark just said, well, he couldn't represent a client if he thought that his client didn't trust him. But I think there might be more to it than that, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be very candid here. As I've indicated privately to many, many people, I have suspected for a long time that Christopher Berlin may be connected. I thought from the beginning it was probably the CIA, but I'm having an evolutionary position on that, and I'm starting to think that he may have connections to British intelligence, specifically, believe it or not, the Church of England. And if you search through Christopher's resume, you might begin to see why I say that. But in any case, you will recall that Mark Lane in recent months has been working with Mohammed Fayed, the Egyptian businessman who contends that his son, Dodi, and the late Princess Diana were probably murdered by the British establishment. So this would explain in perhaps in part, why Christopher Berlin has been trying to unsuccessfully discredit Mark Lane, because the Rothschild-controlled British establishment, if indeed they did kill Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed, would have a very distinct need to discredit Mark Lane, precisely because Mark Lane was working with Dodi Fayed's father. So, you know, the deeper it gets, or the seemingly deeper it gets, it's actually not quite as complicated as it might appear to be. So, you see, folks, again, these poisonous rumors get out there in circulation, and it's time that the truth be told, because too much strife has been caused, and the good work that Daryl Bradford Smith is now doing, now that he has shed the baggage of Eric Hufschmidt, shows just what Daryl could have accomplished during the past year or so without that baggage on his shoulders, and it just illustrates how much we could have talked about on this program together, Daryl and I, without these unfortunate distractions. Well, when we come back, folks, you know, we have a couple callers here. I'm not going to be able to bring them up tonight. I have another little interesting item that I will bring up further, and I know you'll find this very interesting. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, Michael Collins Piper here. In the closing minutes, I'm going to give you a quick overview of a very, very interesting story also involving Liberty Lobby and some of the bizarre tall tales of Christopher Boleyn and Helya Brand Caskell and their associates like Hufschmidt and this mysterious Khazar advisor. They have claimed that years ago the CIA threatened Willis Carto and told him that he would be murdered if he didn't back off in reporting about Israel and Zionism. And, of course, then Berlin has said then that this is why they fired him from American Free Press, because he was going too far. Bunch of crap, of course. Well, this outrageous lie is a distortion of something that actually did happen, and I'm going to tell you what actually did happen. Sometime in the mid to late 1980s, Liberty Lobby's chief diplomatic correspondent, Andrew St. George, was tipped off to the fact there had been a high-level meeting in New York City among some top Zionist figures. Now, if I recall correctly, the meeting was actually held at the New York apartment of Edgar Bronfman, head of the World Jewish Congress. Some of the top Jewish power brokers were there, including Michael Milken, Ivan Boesky, Bronfman himself, and Jacques Torkchiner, who was then head of the World Zionist Organization. Now, what Andrew was told by his source was this meeting was devoted to the subject of the so-called rise of anti-Semitism, and Torkchiner of the World Zionist Organization said, "It's time we put a stop to Willis Cardo and Liberty Lobby. We should have this guy killed." Well, evidently this caused quite a stir at the meeting, and some of those there were saying, well, we can't use the kind of tactics on our enemies that they want to use on us, more or less. Well, now, if I recall correctly, Andrew St. George's source on this was Felix Roatan, who was a top Zionist financier, and he was later U.S. ambassador to France. It turned out that St. George and Roatan were old friends, old acquaintances. Andrew knew a lot of people from his years previously working for Time Life, and Roatan knew that Andrew worked for Willis Cardo and told Andrew, because Mr. Roatan didn't like this kind of talk, despite the fact that he himself was a Zionist. Well, Andrew St. George took that story to Mark Lane and to Willis Cardo, and Mark Lane wrote a letter to Jacques Torkchiner, a copy of which I have in my files, ladies and gentlemen, in which he essentially said, "We know what you said, we know about your threat against Willis Cardo, and we take your threat seriously." So you see, this version of that story, a twisted, absolutely fictitious version of that story, has been mangled and distorted by this Khazar, who's been feeding this information to Christopher Berlin, along with his other half-Khazar associate, Eric Hupschmidt. And they have used these kind of stories to try to undermine American Free Press, to try to undermine the Patriot Movement, to try to draw divisions. Well, I'm here to tell you, we're wise to you, Eric. We're wise to you, Christopher. You guys took Daryl Bradford Smith for a ride, and you took Mike Piper for a ride, and you took a lot of good patriots like Jim Condit for a ride. You took a lot of us for a ride, fellas, but you're not taking us for a ride anymore. We're going to ride you guys out of town on a rail. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for your patience. You just heard the truth, and you know why? Because you can handle the truth. We're going to bust these ADL agents, folks. We're going to bust them and bust them hard. Have a good evening. Stay tuned for more good programming, and I know it, coming to you from Rick Adams right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Support it. It is your radio source for the truth, and you're not going to get it anywhere else, folks.
With three.